We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots, approximately 8 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah a bunch of different things that are asur b'hana. If a person gives this to a lady for Kedushin, it's not Mekadeshes because asur b'hana. The Gemara is going through the different things. What's the Makar that the asur b'hana? So be'egla rufa manolim. What's the makar? The egla rufa is also ba'ana amri de berab yanai kapara ksiv ba kekachim. It says in the parish of egla rufa kapalam chisrael, and kachim is also kapara. And just like kachim is also ba'ana, because you see there's me'ila, the same thing goes for egla rufa as well. It's kapara ksiv kachim. It's also ba'ana like kachim. Tzipari mitzayra manolim. It's another one of Tzipari Mitzayra, two birds that a Mitzayra takes with him out. They bring it to him outside, and they shecht one of them. The other one they send out free. So that's the way, the higher process of a Mitzayra. So it says in our Mishnah, both Tzipari Mitzayra, it says Tzipari Mitzayra, also by Manolim, what's the Makar for that? Zokta Gemara, Tana Be Rabbi Shmuel, Nema Machshir Mechapi Befnim. We have in the base of Mikdash a Machshir and Mechapi. Machshir is the Osham of a Metzaira that enables him to go back to civilization. That's an Osham Metzaira, it's brought Befnim. And Mechapi Befnim means all the Kabbalists, which are called like Mechapi. So Nema Machshir Mechapi Befnim, Nema Machshir Mechapi Bechutz. And it says also, we have also Machshir Mechapi Bechutz. Machshir is the Tzipari Metzaira, the birds of Metzaira. And Mechap Bechutz is the Egla Rufa. And we make a limud. We have a Mamatzinu. Ma Machshir Mechap Amafnim, also Ba Machshir Mechap. It's just like it comes to in the base of Mikdash. The Osher Mitzvah has the same din as all of the Kabbanis. Af Machshir Mechap Amafnim, the same thing, Machshir Mechap that's outside the base of Mikdash, also by Machshir Mechap. We make the Machshir, which is the Tzipari Mitzvah, like the Mechap, which is the Egla Rufa. So Gemara is saying this is the Mekar. That Tzipari Mitzvah also by now. The Makar is basically from Egla Rufa. That just like Befnim, we compare the Machshir to the Mechapir. There's a covenant, a Kapara, and there's a covenant, a Machshir that allows you to come back into the city. The Mitzvah could go back into his house. So that's a Machshir. Mechapir is a Kapara. And just like there, by Mitzvah, we make it by Osham and other Kabbalists, we say they're the same. Same thing that Machshir is like Mechapir Bechutz. This is like Egar Rufus, Asabana, same thing Tzipari Mitzayra, Asabana. Itma. Tzipari Mitzayra, Ma'im Asayasun, when did it become Asabana? Now, these two birds, you buy the two birds, you bring it outside to the Mitzayra outside, and then the process is one of them you shecht, together with the eight eras, Ushni Talas, and the Ezoid, you cut the three other items you shechted into water, and the other one you send Apnei Asada. So the question is, when do they become Aser Bahana? Rabbi Yechonam and Mishah Shechita. They become Aser from this man of the Shechita, which Rashi says means that the Shechita becomes Aser, and the Mishalachas, the one he's sending, is Muteris, never becomes Aser. That's what Rashi learns. Because if it's Mishah Shechita, obviously only can be one of those birds becoming Aser, because the other one doesn't get Shech, you don't slaughter the other one, the other one you send away. So Rabbi Yechonam and Mishah Shechita. Huh? Send it up Nei Asadeh, you send it. All a bird. Yeah, you let it fly away. So it's not even Aser. I was saying, when you shecht it, now if you don't shecht the other one, how does it become Aser? So that's what I'm saying. It's like Rashi, Mishah Shechita, Neseres HaShechuta, V'amushuleches Mutaris. And the one you send away is Mutar. Now, Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos says, Mishah Shechita is like Tosfos. Upirish Mishuleches Nami Ti Aser. There is a time frame that the Mishlach is also. When I shecht the first one, and I didn't send the other one out yet, at that point it'll be Aser, for that amount of time. Akapadim, and what has this noticed, this brings a rise. Vein lefarash b'shah shechita b'shchuto, u'mishalech is leka isa klal, like it's Mashma Rashi. So Tais, you know, why the tunnel tzipayrei mitzayri, Mashma Tavai, Mashma both of them Aser. Then what Tais holds, that from the shah shechita until I send that out, it'll be Aser. That's Rav Yechon Shita. That's also Mishah Shechita. Rav Shlokas Omar, Mishah Lekicha. Rav Shlokas holds that it's also from the Lekicha. There's Ma Lekicha when I purchase the two Tzipari Mitzayra, it becomes Aser. And there, obviously, it's both of them. You don't know which one you're sending away. They're both Aser from Mishah Lekicha, like Rashi, Neserah Shteyem, Achi Shalach Mishalachas, Mutar Shalachah. Then the one you send away becomes mutter when you send it away. But from shas lekicha and on, when you buy it, when you purchase it, they're both asr. What makes it into a so-called carbon or machzer is the shechita. That's what asks it. Why do I say mishas akicha? Because I learned megla rufa nafka. Ma egla rufa mechayim. So egla rufa becomes aser mechayim already. When it's alive after sperm mitzrayim mechayim. Sperm mitzrayim also is aser mechayim. Egla rufa gufa meimisai. When does egla rufa become aser? On Rav Yanai. Gvul shemati bava shechachti. I once heard a zman and I forgot. V'nasvin chavari leimar yiridasa lenachal eson hi esrasad. Well, egel rufa, the way it works is you bring it to a valley with, that doesn't have any fruits or trees, and you kill it over there. That's what you do with the egel rufa. So when you bring it down there, it becomes asa. So you see that it becomes asa michayim. So same thing over here, but it's a permanent sorry also becomes asa michayim. So more says ima egel rufa. The Gemara speaks that my egel rufa mishas kicha loy mitzra. So the Gemara has a kasha. The egel rufa mishas kicha is not also mechayim, but not also mishas kicha. After tzipurim mitzray, now mishas kicha loy mitzri. Maybe tzipurim mitzray shouldn't be also mishas kicha. The Gemara answers no. Hachi hashda hasam by the egel rufa hasam is like gvul achrina. There's another time that I can make it also. You read also lenacha. Hacham is the gvul achrina. Here's nothing else. There's lekicha and shchita, and we know from egel rufa it's also mechayim. So we don't have any gvul, we don't have any time to say when it becomes aser. So then it becomes aser shas kicha. Vashen egla rufa, there's a yiridasa lenacha, which makes it aser. Now Taisa speaks out, different mask on me. Taisa says, the ein loymar, don't say that vas tzipurin, maybe when you bring the tzipurin to the outside, the machna, maybe then is kamaya roz egla rufa, mes egla rufa. And for Taisus, the Harodas Egla Rufa Ksiv Parasha by Rida Zikne Iris Egla. There it says in the Parasha that there's a din to bring it down to the Nachlaisin. Avas Parim like Ksiv, doesn't say Lekicha, don't say anything, don't say to bring it down, don't say Avah. Av Lekicha Ksiva, the Ksiv Lokach Lamantar. Therefore, we say, if Shlokash learns that Egla Rufa, that's also Meshas Lekicha. So Rabbi Yechon holds Meshas Shchita. And if Rashi is not a big nafkamina, if the Meshulachas becomes also at all. And if Taisvis becomes also from the Shechita to the Shaluach. The Pasuk it says, in the parasha of Parasha Re'e, we're talking about the animals that are mutter or aser, and birds that are mutter or aser, it says, Kol Tzipa Tahira Techelu. And we make a drasha. The rabbis es amishulachas. From the word kol, we marba the mishulachas, the tzipor you send away is mutter to eat. That's what the brayse says. That you make a drasha from kol tzipor tara techelu, that mishulachas mutter to eat. There's not a pasuk. It says v'zeh asher lo yisoichlu mehem hanesha peres v'aznia, and asher is also an extra word. So we marba something you can't eat. The rabbis es ashruta, that the shruta is usher to eat. That's the brayse. Frank of Yechon Rosh Lakish. We saw Gedai to Mechayim Asura. If it's also Meshach Sakich already, we saw Gedai to Mechayim Asura, La'ach HaShchitim, why do we need a Pasuk to tell you that it's L'Rabbis HaShchuto? It's also. Why should we be Mutter? It's also ready. So we need a Pasuk for. That's the Kasha. Bishlam Afi, Rabbi Yechon, this is the Shtikl, this is the Limud, they're not allowed to eat HaShchuto. Because that's when it starts. But according to Rish Lakish, that learns it's also Mechayim already, when you need a Pasuk to Marbet Eschuta, it's also ready Mechayim. And for the Gemara, Ma'otem Miyav Dehava, the Kachim, they have me like this, just like Kachim, the Mechayim Masir, it's also Mechayim, but as the Shechita Machshulu, and Shechita comes as Machshurit. So you would think here also, the Shechita is Machshurit, Kamashulon, no, that it stays also, even after you do the mitzvah of Shechita, the mitzvah of the Tzipayr, still it's Mutter. So Dr. Moore invited another kasha. Eisvei. It says in the Braisa also that shchita that shachta v'nimtzes treifa. If you shechted this tzipor and it was found a treifa, like Rashi speaks out, the pasuk says chayas. It has to be. It can't be a treifa. Even if you're not eating it, it can't be a treifa. So what happens if you shechted the tzipor and it turns out it was a treifa? Yikach zug l'shnia. You take. You don't have to get two more. You just take another one to be a zug, to be a peer for the one you plan on sending out. The first was Mutta Bahana. Now here, Rashi speaks out, there must have been, it became a treifa through the Shechita. Because if it had a obvious mum from before, it wouldn't say nimtzas. Nimtzas sounds like something got found out. So the case was, it became pasul v'shas v'shchita. If it's also mechayim, why is the rishonim mutaris? If it's found the treifa, how rishonim am mutaris ba'ano l'chara? What was matterit? It was also v'shas l'kicha. So what was matterit? So why is it mutter? The kasha on Rav Shlakish holds that it's also v'shas l'kicha. So what was matter? And for the Gemara, Amalei, Hochu ma'askinon kunshinimtzas treifa b'bnei me'ah. The case was, in the case of nimtzas, but not there was nimtzas through the shchita. In this, when you opened it up and you saw the stomach had a treifa, lechalak dushaklam, landed being a mechatoyis, and therefore was not also mashas lekicha. So we answered that kasha on Shlakish again. Now another kasha on Shlakish. Eisvet. Shachta, let's say you did the shchita on the tzipor without the other three items that have to come along with it. Shloi be'ezoiv, which is a little leaf, with shloi, a little like a stick, a little reed. V'shloi be'etz erez, you didn't use the piece of wood from the cedar wood. V'shloi be'shnit las, you didn't use the red thread. You have to do shchita with these three things together in the water. Let's say you didn't do with those three things. So it's not, you didn't do kedina. You didn't do the right way of doing the shchita. So Yaakov holds, like we'll see in a second, he holds that shchita shel ruach shma shchita. Even though you didn't do it correctly, but still, it's considered a good shchita and becomes asur. Since he didn't shecht it properly, the loch is that it's mut. Bahana. Saat kan le pligi el masav a shchita shel ruach shma shchita. One man named shchita shel ruach not called shchita. Masav shel ruach shma shchita. One holds shchita shel ruach is called. One says shchita shel ruach shma shchita is called shchita. One holds shchita shel ruach loy shma shchita. But the kuli amo mi mechayim the mitzra, it's not asim mechayim. The question is, does shchita make it asim? So it's a clear right to Rabbi Yochanan, not like a shlokish. So Gemara says, you're right. This bright says mevuya klal like Rabbi Yochanan. It's only asim v'shas shchita, and therefore we need a tzavachlekes in the shchita ruuya or shchita sheni ruuya. But we need a shchita. Masha'enkein, what was our shlokish say? It's called to bright not like him. So Gemara says tanoi the tano of the bei Rabbi Shmuel never machshem mechab b'fnim. This is the drasha we had before. It teaches asa ana isa ana by tzipori mitzera. It says machshem mechab b'fnim, which is asa mitzera and other kabbonis. Never machshem mechab b'chutz, which is the tzipori mitzera and egla rufa. Ma machshem mechab b'fnim also machshem mechab. We say that all kabbonis are the same. Af machshem mechab b'chutz also machshem mechab, which means we say the machshem tzipori mitzera is like egla rufa. It's asa ana. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is that if you learn out the isanof from Egla Rufa, then automatically it's Asa Mechaim. It's like Egla Rufa, Asa Mechaim. So therefore, that's the right to Rishlokas. If you learn from Egla Rufa, it got to be Asa Mechaim. Ah, you can ask me, so then, fear of Yechanan, what's his Mekar Issa Hanah? Rav Yechanan also happens Shah Shchita. So we talk about a pasuk before, called the Avzash Loi Seichlu Mehem, the Rabbis of Shchutim. That's only Issa Achila. But how do you know Issa Hanah according to Rabbi Yechanan? If he doesn't learn out from Egla Rufa, what's the Makar? Gemara says the Makar for Issa Ano is Egla Rufa. And we're saying if you learn from Egla Rufa, it's Vasa Mechaim. So it's very fair. If you're Rabbi Yechanan, what's the Makar that it's Osav Ano? It's a very strong question, this question. The Lachar, what's Pshat? So Lamais, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Rashba, and the Tosfos HaRosh both ask this question. That Lachar, Lefi, this man the Yomba, what do you do? He's saying Tanoi, so what's the Makar? What's the Makar? The Tosfos HaRosh so asks this question, and so does the Rashba, and he says that they both learn out from Egla Rufa. They both learn out from Egla Rufa. Just Rabbi Yechanan holds that you only learn out from Egla Rufa that's also Bahana, but you don't learn out this part that it has to be Mechayim. You only learn partly. You only learn part of the halacha that's only Osir. It's only Osir Hana. That's the part you learn out, but that's it. That's the only part you learn out. You learn out from the Pasuk of Asher, that's also Achila. Then you learn out the Kamam Tzino, that just like there, it's also Ba'anah, here it's also Ba'anah. But you're not learning out with the same din of Mechayim. That's what you have to say according to Rav Yechanan.